Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke. Real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. We'll check in with the freshly minted Hall of Famer, Chris Webber. We got to kind of sort through this because it feels like the new regime in Michigan wants to welcome Chris Webber back. Felt like they had a nice conversation. Then there was some miscommunication, or maybe somebody misheard something and apologized to Chris Webber about what happened in Michigan. Then we were told that maybe there wasn't an apology. I mean, this is 30 years later at Michigan with Chris Webber. The freshly minted Hall of Famer will join us coming up. Settle on a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. You know, Wednesday's a tricky day during the football season. Because on Wednesday, you're not necessarily looking back to Sunday, but you're not necessarily looking ahead to Sunday the following. Quarterbacks talk on Tuesday, then we have some things to talk about a little bit on Wednesday, reacting to what some of these quarterbacks or coaches had to say. It's not like there's going to be a lot of time spent on the Thursday night game, and is it too early to start talking about the matchups coming up this weekend? And do you still look back on what happened on Sunday? I mean, Giants in Washington on Thursday night. Not too juicy.
You're being nice.
Not too juicy here. But, you know, for Washington, it feels like it's a little bit juicier because without Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke is going to be in there. This is a team a lot of people thought or think will win that division. I love how these analysts have already jumped off the Washington bandwagon where they go, you know what? I'm taking Dallas to win the division. All it took was an injury to Ryan Fitzpatrick and you jumped off the bandwagon there. Were you firmly seated in a good section there on that bandwagon? Feels like you were sort of on the steps getting on the bandwagon or getting off the bandwagon. Yes, Todd?
Well, the season's already 1/17th over, so you could make those kind of picks.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Also mentioned that a source told me earlier this morning that from what he hears, there's mutual interest with James Franklin at Penn State and the USC vacancy. You're going to hear a lot of names. There's going to be a lot going on. You're going to get guys who use this opportunity to get raises to stay at their current jobs. Happens every year. It's a big opening, and all you need to have somebody do is mention your name, whether it's true or not. You can take that all the way to the bank. Yeah, Seton?
Maybe that's the way James Franklin should have responded to it. By saying, no, you know, I'm not going to address these rumors. I'm just going to sort of vaguely answer questions and let them dangle out there until I can get myself a new contract.
Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs head to Baltimore to battle Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and the festivities start at 7 Eastern, only on NBC. We know Aaron Rodgers moves the needle. There was a little bit of a lull when he arrived at camp in August, but after the Packers were blown out by the Saints, Rodgers is back in the spotlight. But there's a strange phenomenon with the reigning MVP. That laid-back, thoughtful style doesn't play for everybody. And part of the problem is, he is so unique. We're used to quarterbacks spitting out cliches when they lose. Rodgers won't do much of that, but he might say something really thoughtful or honest. I mean, that's part of the reason why there was so much fuss about him this offseason. This week's storyline is the whole team apparently was distracted by what was going on with Rodgers in the offseason, and that's why they didn't play that well against the Saints. We've seen the Packers have some bad games with Rodgers. He's come back. Remember, R-E-L-A-X? That might be Rodgers' signature tweet, although he hasn't said those words this week. He still gives off that vibe. I mean, he does look like a yoga instructor. And, you know, maybe this is a good thing for Green Bay as they try to move past that week one disaster. Here is Aaron Rodgers with our buddy Pat McAfee yesterday.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took. Somebody will go back and watch it. But I stepped up in the pocket. I was going to throw across my body to Devontae. It was from the shallow cross. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that, you know, A.J. Hawk or Brady Papanga clothesline, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double nut shot that, you know, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball.
All right. So that's Aaron Rodgers yesterday with Pat McAfee and talked about one of his interceptions. You know, as football fans, we want our team, after they lose, to be angry and fired up. And you're not getting that from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you ever get that from Aaron Rodgers. It always feels kind of a library-type voice, very thoughtful. You know, I'll answer your question. Might even give you an honest answer here. Not going to spit out cliches, but is there concern? Should there be concern? There should be concern because of the schedule the Green Bay Packers have. It's like some of the analysts, the media, just realized, boy, the Packers got a tough schedule. Yeah, it's called when the schedule comes out, you look at the schedule, and then you go, boy, they've got a tough schedule. I've been saying this for a couple of months now. They got a tough schedule. But if they win the next three, are they still in disarray? But they do have a tough schedule. They play in a bad division, but they have a tough schedule. Win your division, host a playoff game, and then roll the dice after that. Because you can look at some of these other teams. The NFC West, they're all going to beat up on each other. How many wins are you going to have? And you got to factor that in. You know, Tampa might be realizing the Saints are a little bit better than they thought, but Tampa should win that division and then host a playoff game or two. That's what you want. When I look at who I'm picking for the Super Bowl, I want to know, okay, how good's the division? First, I look at how good's your offensive and defensive lines. And do I have questions about Green Bay? Yes, I do. But I'm thinking the division is not that good. So I can pick off, you know, how many wins out of there? Can I beat everybody? Can I beat everybody twice? Okay. Then you start to look at who you're playing outside your division. They have a tough division. And then the games, it'll be tough going outside the division. You know, can Atlanta be any good? Is Carolina going to be any good? So then you start to look at Tampa and you go, you know, they could probably get 13 wins here. And then they're going to be hosting the NFC title game. I just didn't pick Tampa because it's so hard to repeat and everything has to go right. And if I go back to when they were 7-5, I don't think anybody thought that was going to be a Super Bowl winning team that would win by three touchdowns. You just didn't think that. But right now, it looks good. They had an impressive win against the Cowboys. You know, who's going to emerge out of the NFC East? Does it matter who emerges out of the NFC East? There's only probably three teams, it feels like, in the NFC who can go to the Super Bowl. And I still think Green Bay is one of those. But we do overreact. We love to. I mean, that's part of being a fan. Either your team's great or they're terrible. Yeah, plumbing.
I heard some hot Jimmy Jimerson analysis this morning. An analyst on National Network said Packers cannot lose to the Lions because when they drew up the game plan in August, going 0-2 was not part of it.
Mm.
Which, that makes sense, because if any coach plans to go 0-2, that's a bad plan.
Well, the Texans might have planned to go 0-2.
And they already screwed it up.
Yeah, they screwed those game
plans. Talk about incompetent.
Oh, yes.
Papers,
yes.
But nobody plans to go 0-2 in this league, I don't think.
No. Yes. Yes.
An 0-2 team has never made the playoffs in the 17-game schedule era.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You know all those stats are all going to be confused now? Like, the media is not going to know what to do after this week.
Do you know the number of people in this business who bring up Jimmy Jimerson to me? It's remarkable. Because we've sort of taken this combination of analysts and insiders in what they say, and how all they do is just fill up the room with air. That's all you want to do. You're just filling up time. Hey, we got an hour show here. Just fill up some time there. And you just start talking. And somehow you hope that nobody writes down what you're saying.
Okay, look, the Packers don't want to start this season 0-2. Okay, especially you look at all the offseason turmoil. Is this a cohesive unit? Yeah. Not a lot of padded practices in the preseason. Mm-hmm. This is not the way they thought the season would be starting out. Certainly not the way they wanted it to start.
Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I heard today that you don't really want your offensive line to be in complete disarray, given everything. But see, and I were listening. Someone said there was you really want to get your run game going.
Yeah, okay. I know. You always got to get your run game going.
Well, after winning the turnover battle.
Yeah, you got to win the turnover battle.
Having more turnovers than the other team is always bad, unless you're getting them, not giving.
I heard an analyst say, Rodgers, there's a couple throws he'd like to have back. I went, oh, really?
Imagine if Aaron Rodgers got to the podium, they asked him about an interception. He goes, I stand by that throw. I really nailed it. Yeah. Didn't go where I wanted it to, but yeah. I'm going to stand by
it. Yeah. Final week to submit for our next great podcast contest, an opportunity for you to submit your great podcast idea to myself and the podcast team at iHeartRadio and Tongle. And all you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, click on the link to the homepage, and you submit your idea. We're going to pick 10 finalists. We're going to give you money to produce a pilot episode of your podcast, and then we'll pick a winner. September 17th, final day to submit your entry. So good luck with that. What's the poll question we're going with?
Okay. Well, you said that if we overreact. I have a sort of ESPN-y poll question. Which ESPN-y QB are you most worried about after week one? Aaron Rodgers. Ryan Tannehill. Daniel Jones. Who, by the way, is 4-0 against the Red Washington football team in his career, so he could win on Thursday. Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan. I think Josh Allen, all of a sudden, I'm a little worried. Who else? Oh, and Lamar Jackson, worried. I put only losing quarterbacks on there.
Okay. You got some MVPs there. You got Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, MVP candidates this year. Oh, who would
Nobody's worried about Tannehill because nobody cares one way or the other about Tannehill. I'm sorry. He is never on these shows.
No. But he did have a very good year last year for one of the higher scoring teams in the NFL. I worry about Lamar Jackson just because he doesn't have a running game. He's trying to do too much. And there's even more pressure on him to do more, to be able to throw in the pocket. And, sometimes what you hear is, hey, they just think I'm a running quarterback. I want to prove them wrong. I want to show I can throw. Well, I want you to utilize what you do well. It's like Cam Newton when he came into the league. I didn't think he was a great passer, but I thought he was a great athlete. Let me use him for as long as I can so he does what he does best. Instead of saying, I'm going to make you into this as opposed to taking advantage of what your skills actually are. And that's what I would do with Lamar Jackson. Do I want him to get better in the pocket? Yes, more consistent. But I also want to take advantage of his ability to run. I want designed running plays. And Carolina did this with Cam. Design running plays. It's different than, hey, something just broke down. Protection broke down. Now I got to go. Because eventually, somebody's going to tag you. Yeah, McLovin.
But it's got to be so tempting when you're Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And you know you can get this 20-yard gain.
Yeah.
And he's untackleable. As Eli Payton said, you tackle the guy.
Well, he's thinking about that day, that moment. He's not thinking about longevity. And he still hasn't gotten that long-term contract, that big number, $100 million. He hadn't gotten that yet. You got to factor that in as well. But it's just playing smart. And I think because of that team right now and their lack of offense, I worry about Lamar Jackson. I think there's a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. I said that going into the season, that there was so much on him. And he was unbelievable last year. But they lost to Pittsburgh at home. They shouldn't lose to Pittsburgh. It just feels like this is Super Bowl or bust for Buffalo. And that's a quarterback who, I don't know. I worry about Josh Allen with just the enormity of that on him every single game that you got to produce. And not, I mean, you want others to help you. I mean, Tom Brady can rely on other people. I don't know if Josh Allen can rely on anybody other than Stephon Diggs. But Tom Brady also has a good defense. And can they create turnovers? Can they give you good field position? Like, those are the things you have to have sometimes. And Aaron Rodgers, they're still going to win their division. They might win it at 10-7, but they're going to host a playoff game. And then after that, maybe you get some magic there. But if you're waiting for fire and brimstone from Aaron Rodgers, that's just not who he is. Not going to happen. Couple of phone calls, then we'll take a break. Nathan in Los Angeles leads us off this hour. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Hey, Nate.
So I was thinking, I actually got to listen to a little bit of Dante Williams speak, the guy who's interim coach for USC.
Yep.
And he strikes me as this kind of young, likable guy who's probably quite hungry and highly motivated, obviously, to prove himself and his opportunity that's been presented with. And it also strikes me that kids today don't seem to kind of respond to resume. They just respond. I mean, if you're Nick Saban, obviously you have a resume they'll respect. But they're more interested in what you bring to them in terms of attitude and things like that. But how many wins do you think it would take for USC to give him the job rather than bring in said big name with a big splash, you know, that would be a big splash in a big splash city? How many wins would it take for Dante Williams to keep the job?
Well, you can't have bad losses. I mean, you were favored by 17 against Stanford. You got Notre Dame next month. You can't afford an embarrassing loss. If you're competitive, you got UCLA in November, but I would think you have to win your side of the Pac-12 at least. But you know, USC fans, I get the feeling they're hoping that the team is competitive, not embarrassing, but you don't want that interim head coach to get the job because this has been sort of the blueprint at USC. Let's promote from within. I think that they want to go big. I think they want to say, let's make a splash. Let's bring back USC football. Yes, Eden.
There does seem to be a real, I don't know if it's like movement or a portion of the USC fan base, though, that really likes Dante Williams and wants to see him get a shot.
Yeah, well, Chris Richard is another player name that was brought to my attention, former USC player. You're just going to hear a lot of names. And a lot of coaches or agents for coaches will try to attach their name to this job so they can get their client a raise. That's going to happen as well. We'll take a break. 18 after the hour, Hall of Famer Chris Weber will join us on the program. And the late Norm MacDonald passed away yesterday. We will bring back an interview we had with him in 2014. We thought that it really captured the brilliance, the greatness of Norm MacDonald. That'll be coming up in about an hour and a half. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Summer's coming to an end. It's an important time for everybody to get plenty of sleep. And even more important for the kids going back to school, some tips for you parents. Keep the room cool somewhere between 65, 68 degrees. Maybe have white noise, or as I like to call Fritzy, maybe a fan in there. And you could ask Todd, maybe. He could give your kids a bedtime story talking about all the great memories of the Denver Broncos.
I would love to.
Yeah. Kids would be traumatized. They'd have nightmares. Maybe Todd could tell you about the time that Von Miller invited him to be in the parade, the Super Bowl winning parade with the Broncos, and Todd
turned
it down. Or maybe just get a Sleep Number bed. Great time to discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed plus special financing. For a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details. That's sleepnumber.com, and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The original light beer, 1975, Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. It's you can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Make sure you go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. A little bit of a debate on Twitter. McLovin informed me that some of the football writers are weighing in on what's a better job, USC or Penn State, after I said last hour that there's mutual interest between James Franklin and USC, from what I'm told. What is the verdict so far on Twitter from the football writers?
It's really split geographically. Like California-based Bruce Feldman says USC is a better job. Big Ten alum Albert Breer says Penn State's a better job. Breer had an interesting point. He said Penn State does a great job of recruiting like certain areas that they're always going to be strong, where USC loses a lot of LA guys.
Well, there's a lot of LA guys to lose. I mean, you got to factor that in as well. You know, Texas, Florida, and Southern California. Those are the three hotbeds. Growing up, it used to be Pennsylvania and Ohio. Penn State, I think, taps into New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Michigan has Michigan. Occasionally, they'll dip into Ohio. Ohio usually stays Ohio, but they're also looking at. I mean, you're trying to expand your brand there. And you're trying to get the Florida, Texas, or California. But more on this coming up. A member of the 2021 Basketball Hall of Fame class, former NBA on TNT analyst, of course, Fab Five at Michigan, Chris Weber, joining us. Congrats there, Chris, on the Hall of Fame. Did you play football in high school?
You know, I did. I played tight end. And, you know, once we got in the red zone, I was pretty good. But... I was really good, I thought, but I don't know what my quarterback would say because I really couldn't block that well. So had a lot of fun, though, playing football. That's my favorite sport, what it was growing up.
Did you get recruited to play in college?
You know, it's funny. I did a little bit, but funny story. I met Bo Schembechler And he used to bring me into the locker room before the games, and I used to see the guys getting pumped up. And one day, one of the guys lifted me at my legs, and he was like, oh, yeah, twigs or something. I forgot what he said. But I just remember being like, nah, I'm good, and just seeing those guys that were my height. But if I would have had, you know, role models like Gonzalez or any of these tight ends that played basketball, I definitely would have tried a little bit more besides in the street, tackle on the side, you know.
Allen Iverson talks about he could have played. He was a better football player than a basketball player. Can you see that?
He really serious about it. I mean, it's almost like a regret with him that he didn't get to play football. But I've seen him and Jason Williams throw a football with other football players and that type of thing. And I can only imagine AI with how he moved. Mike Vick looked up to AI, so that would be, you know, pretty cool. But, you know, you were just, if I could change the subject one second, you were just talking about USC. I don't know about, you know, Slovis. I don't know about his game, but his father was my point guard in high school. And so I know his father was pretty tough, and he was a heck of a basketball player. So I wonder if Slovis has it in his genes. But me, yeah, I would love to have been a football player, man.
Best moment of the Hall of Fame weekend was what?
My father put my jacket on me. You know, that was just special. I really enjoyed it because my family were an outgoing bunch. I had a bunch of brothers and sisters, and so everybody was like, move out the way. This is my weekend. And that's kind of how families are. And I needed that. And so it was their enjoyment of my father putting the coat on me.
Why was Isaiah Thomas so important to you growing up?
Well, you know, we didn't have social media. You know, TV stars, you couldn't get to him. He was the best player, one of the best players in the world. He was best friends with Magic. you know, he was trying to go through the Celtics, turned the ball over. You know, I was just a big Pistons fan, you know. And the fact that, you know, I'm in high school and it's all this noise around and you're young, you're vulnerable, you don't have anyone to talk to, and you're, you know, you're a dumb kid. You know, the fact that he called our house, sought us out, gave me advice and was there the whole time. It was just awesome. And what I mean by there the whole time, you know, when you're younger, a lot of times you just need something to hold on to. And I had the fact that I had this number and I could call at any time. Or I had the fact that, you know, when guys are getting in trouble or people are getting, you know, I had a friend, you know, pass away in the streets. And Isaiah, he went through the same thing. And so, you know, I just want to think, like, mentally, he just didn't even know. And it's more for that 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, you know, 20-year-old kid. I just really thank him because at that time it was like, I know somebody that did it. I know someone that did it. I got to hold on to the values. You know what I mean? It really kept me separate from some knuckleheads and things that could have happened. So it's just awesome having him. Awesome having him in my life.
Did Isaiah recruit you to Indiana?
No, Isaiah never recruited me to – Isaiah never recruited me to Indiana.
Did Magic recruit you to Michigan State?
Hold on one second, Dan. My kids are in homeschool. Be quiet down there. Daddy's working.
How many kids are at home?
Two. I have twins and 4-year-olds, and you know, they're about that life. So I got to wake up early and be ready for life. my dumb butt waited to this long to happen. But anyway, no, he didn't. He didn't recruit me to Indiana. It's funny, the point guard that I mentioned earlier, Andy, Max, he took me to Indiana with him, and I got to meet, like, it's funny, it was an unofficial recruiting trip, but Bobby and I had to know, because I go to practice with my point guard from high school, and Lawrence Funderburk is in there, and he's going like this, don't come here.
and Lawrence went to Ohio State.
Transferred.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight didn't like Lawrence either, so.
Oh, that is funny. So you're seeing Lawrence Funderburk, who's on the Indiana team, and he's saying, do not come here.
Okay, then I'll be quick. So I go into their locker room, and then during practice, it was crazy because they had like 8 managers, and the managers were taking stats in practice. I had never seen anything like this. And I was a big Big Ten fan, so I wanted to meet Bobby Knight and couldn't believe he could look me in my eye, and he was tall and big and had on a red sweater and everything. And so I get the chance to go in the locker room while all of them are huddled up. Calvert Chaney, I'll never forget this. And I had a hat on, And like the guys are like, you better take that hat off or Bobby Knight's gonna come in and smack you in the head. Like they're scaring me, teasing me, you know, I don't know what's going on. But I figure out that they're joking. And then I'm like, man, it's nice, man. I love the way the arena, the seats go all the way up to the top. It's cool here. It's cool. And then Thunderbird is just doing like this. He's like, no. And Coach comes in and he stops. And the next year he transfers. So, he saved me from even thinking about Indiana.
Did Magic recruit you to Michigan State?
Yes.
Oh, boy. And you had to tell Magic no?
You know, as much as I love Isaiah, I love Magic. Because Magic was from the state. And so when I was 12 years old, I go on this interview, and they said, what school do you want to go to? I never thought about it. I said, Michigan State because of Magic. And the next day I get a call from Judd Heathcote. This is when Tom Izzo and I actually became close during this time. And I get to go up there. And as a 13-year-old with my green school corduroys and white shirt, I get to run a game with Magic Johnson at the Jenison Fieldhouse. I'll never forget it. It was he and Kevin Willis and a bunch of other players. And I missed the pass and hated myself and caught one and made a layup. I had penny loafers on. I mean, it's the weirdest story. But, yeah, from then he would talk to me and try to recruit me and, you know, all of that good stuff. So, yeah, I was a big fan of Michigan State growing up.
Talking to Chris Webber, member of the Basketball Hall of Fame class. Did you want to do what Michael Jordan did and maybe, you know, jab some people, make it a roast when you were up there?
No, I didn't. I did watch a bunch of speeches, and I saw, you know, Michael Jordan's. I saw a couple others. But no, after I saw, like, Shaq's and someone else, I forgot who it was, but it was so funny. And that I was just like, just be yourself. Don't try to entertain. Don't try to do anything and lay some eggs. Just, you know, hopefully, be honest and get the hell up out of there.
So where do we stand with Michigan here? What's going on?
You know, I don't, you know, I'm good with Michigan. I'm going to the game in a couple weeks. I don't know. I'm not, you know, in the space to go back and forth with anything. I said the Ward apologized to me. He did. He said that, and maybe it was the way that it came under the crawl or something. So I expect him to validate what I'm saying to you right now. So go to a hotel room and we meet. This is about 5 years ago. I don't know how many years ago. It's a few years ago. We go to a game, Wisconsin, and we go meet with each other. And it was very nice. There's four people in the room. We have copious notes of this time. So everything that I'm saying is 100%. And he just says, you know, we like to apologize to the 18 to the 20-year-old Chris Webber. We did not protect him. We understood what was going on. We've done our research. It is not what was reported. And we're sorry. And I said a bunch of things to that was not contentious at anything, because he didn't owe me that, or it wasn't an official statement or anything, but he knew and he knows. And that's all that it was. That's why I didn't say anything about it then and just happened to say something about it now. I mean, Ben, I'm helping, you know, I'm doing all I can for Juwan, younger players, things like that. So, I mean, I am part of Michigan. That can't be taken away. And I love the love that has come from the school. And I expect all of us to be at the game really soon and have a great time. So I think it's in a great place. One person can't make it, you know, not be in a great place is kind of what my frame is, my frame of mind is. And, you know, the alumni in the school. So I just can't wait to get back to the game and just start enjoying it. So I think we're all in a great place.
Why is this still an issue 30 years later?
Dan, it's crazy. It's funny. So in Michigan, it's a big thing kind of to people outside of Detroit. So if you're in Detroit, it's never mattered. Detroit has been the only that sustained. Of course, people everywhere, but I mean, Detroit is Detroit, and Michigan has Ann Arbor, it's a university, just, you know. But outside of Michigan, it's not even a thing. Actually, it's, you know, a little bit, you know, people are like a little bit mad talking to me like, why are you even talking about it? Forget them, have fun, you know? So I don't know, but I love the school. Then hopefully with the, everything they know, I will say this, hopefully what the Hall of Fame will allow is there's so many new things that I've been doing and wonderful things and people and all that. Hopefully it will allow new conversations or just a new place to come from. I don't know then. I hope it doesn't continue to be that way, because one quick story. When I went to the game with John Harbaugh, he asked me to come back. It was the best film, right? But there was this thing where the player goes and has lunch with the team, the media, and everything. So I declined all of this. And if it looked like I was a jerk, but as I explained to John, I don't want these guys to be around me and it's polarizing. Like, I don't want every question to be about this. And this 22-year-old kid doesn't even know what we did, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I hate about myself, is that I can be used as a polarizing figure. And hopefully, you know, just through the actions of, no one talks about the hundreds of scholarships at Michigan or anything else that we've done. So, you know, it's a wonderful place. It's good. And we're going to outlive any negativity. So I'm just happy that, you know, we can go back and cheer and have some fun with the football games.
What if Juwan Howard asked you to be on his staff?
No.
Has he asked you?
No. Maybe Juwan is so close. But no, he knows I'm not an assistant coach, and no disrespect to him, but that's why we can do all we can to help each other from a round point of view. So I think I can do more from him as a colleague, as someone in basketball, someone that knows the young guys. I can do more from outside of basketball than in his locker room. Because anytime he needs me, I'll be in the locker room. That's just a given.
You're more of a head coach guy.
I just have aspirations on my own, and you know, definitely has to do with the NBA.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
When I grow up,
yeah.
Hopefully, I have these two twins take care of me. Daddy's getting tired, but I look forward to continuing to do all the things I'm doing in business. I'm really excited about it, and you know, hopefully, I will afford the opportunity to come back to basketball. You know, in a different position, and hopefully one that, you know, can impact a team in the city and still try to win the championship.
Do you want to be a GM?
No, I want to be part of an ownership group. I want to be part of an ownership group and help build a winning team.
Are you close to being part of an ownership group?
Well, you know, I've taken two shots and we missed both. One, you know, almost did the Kawhi, except it bounced off the seventh bounce. But hopefully, you know, we're gonna keep trying, man. You know, we're gonna keep trying, definitely.
And you, what do you get from the Hall of Fame? You get a jacket. What else?
A jacket. You get a ring. You get a big, beautiful Magnum bottle of champagne. Man. And you get a nice gift pack and some other things like that. But the coolest thing is just being able to walk around in the Hall of Fame by yourself and see your exhibits, see everything that kind of built for you and the narratives and everything that's kind of being done. And then just, you know, every year just hanging out with Bill Russell, man. Like this year he didn't cackle as much. But usually, you know, you've been around a million times, I'm sure, and you know that loud cackle he has.
You're right. And he goes in as a coach. Like, people don't realize being a player coach back in the late 60s. I mean, it's really incredible to be able to. Could you imagine? Is there somebody who could be a player coach now?
I don't know how without inciting, you know. I don't know how, because I think the players have so much power that if you have that much power and the coach is good, it's still kind of, you know, 11 guys can negate the power of that one superstar player. And actually, you know, I really don't see how he did it. I think it was the respect that he commanded at the time. When I talked to players like Kareem or, you know, Spencer Haywood, he talks about the fact that he wasn't kind of accepted in basketball. They said that we have an illegal player on the court. And it wasn't until, you know, Kareem shook his hand and Bill Russell shook his hand. Put it like this. They had to allow him to wear the beard back then. they were like, not too many players. You can't wear a beard. And so they allowed Spencer Hayward to wear a beard. That's the power that this man carried, the fact that you can't get facial hair or not in the NBA unless you speak to him. So I just think it was the reverence, the power that he carried.
Congrats. Always great to catch up with you, and good luck with the alma mater. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
That's Chris Weber, member of the Hall of Fame class, former NBA on TNT analyst and Fab Five at Michigan. He always tells a story or two. Like, there's always a story where you'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, right, quick story. I love that. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Also, the rise and fall of certain cities, sports-wise. We'll have that for you coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, it's been given away. There's Sibachu with a chance. Oh, what a gift. What a gift. And Jordan Sibachu, in the last minute of added time, wins the match for Young Boys. What an extraordinary finish. And the 10 men of Manchester United finally beaten. And they've caused a problem themselves. I think it was Lingard who gave the ball away. What a mistake.
Jordan Pefock and the Young Boys defeat Manchester United in the Champions League. It's courtesy of Paramount Plus. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, and they do that automatically. Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the United States to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. I know that you were probably asking for this, or maybe you weren't asking for this, but it was not long ago when we had Josh Jacobs on, Alabama running back, now plays for the Raiders, and we were talking about Coach Saban. And do we have the audio of Josh Jacobs talking about Coach Saban, the sense of humor Coach Saban has?
Saban just, like, he likes to do a lot of, like, these nuts jokes. It's funny because, like, I haven't heard one of them since, like, middle school. And then Saban, when I went to college, Saban used to do it a lot.
Give me one here.
All right, so one day I caught, like, five passes in a row. And he was like, hey, Josh, if you want to hold all the balls, hold these. I said, what? So I just sat there. I sat there for a second. I was like, did he really just say that?
Wait. He was doing D's nuts to you?
Yeah. I was like, Coach, I ain't heard this since middle school.
Well, being the journalist that I am, we had Coach Saban on, and I had to ask him for confirmation. Do we have that, Paulie?
We're getting it. We're having trouble with it.
Jordan Battle, the Alabama safety, yesterday he was asked this question.
Do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, you know, quips he has?
He has so many, but there are a few I like. And he always talking about touch D's or suck on D's or all that.
Did you hear the yip?
I think that is probably the sports information director in the back going, no, we don't say that about Coach Saban. Yeah, Paul.
And that's not a freshman. That's a junior saying that. You'd think he'd be more media savvy.
All right, we'll see if we can find Coach Saban when he confirmed this, sort of, saying that just when I asked
the
question.
I like to have fun with the group.
I know. When I go, Coach, can you confirm or deny the Josh Jacobs comment about D's nuts? I like to have fun with the guys, and sometimes I say some things like that, like D's nuts. Yes, boy.
When the Jordan Battle D's nuts revelation came out yesterday, a lot of people in Alabama who like our show had our back and posted that this story is older and we've been all over it.
Yes. When it comes to this story, nobody has covered it quite like. We're the Woodward and Bernstein of D's nuts.
The oral history of D's nuts.
Yeah.
Our show.
Yes, Jimmy Clement.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts has not laughed once in his entire NFL career. He cracked up when you mentioned that to him the other day.
Oh, I know. He didn't want to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, did you ever hear Coach Saban say D's nuts? And he just laughed loudly. And I go, I'm going to guess, so I'm going to take that as a confirmation. Yes, Seton.
So the Josh Jacobs interview was how many years ago?
3 years?
3 years ago? I love that Nick Saban is still sticking with the, not only for like 30 years has he stuck with D's nuts, but even still since that story came out, he's still a D's nuts guy.
I like it. You know, the consistency. I love it. By the way, this week's episode of That Scene, I sat down and talked to Patton Oswalt about Big Fan. Do you guys ever see that movie, an indie film about a parking lot attendant? He's obsessed with the New York Football Giants, and he always calls into a sports talk radio
Great
show.
Great movie.
Yeah. At one point in the film, he lights up Michael Rapaport in the bathroom with a paintball gun. Here's a clip from our conversation. And then you're got the paintball gun and you're firing away at Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
How much glee did you take out of that?
I mean, look, there is that feeling of, and I'm sure you've dealt with them too, internet trolls, where you're like, oh, if I could just, obviously I don't want to terrify them. I don't want to kill them, but it would be nice to terrify them, if only for 5 or 10 seconds. That would
I
feel
felt that
good.
Way about Rapaport, doing that to Rapaport himself. Patton Oswalt, interesting guy. We talked about a lot of different things. Coach Jeff Van Gundy came up as an inspiration for his role as Principal Durbin in the show AP Bio that you can see on Peacock. Catch the rest of the episode on Amazon.com/That Scene. Yes, Pauline.
Like Scene said, that's a really sneaky good movie. It's kind of dark and it's funny, but it's more dark than funny.
He said they shot it on Staten Island and they had no budget. He said that we would have a wardrobe change in the back of a car. And he said it was just sort of bare bones trying to do this this movie called Big Fan. Yeah, McLovin.
In the last scene, he's in prison, and his buddy brings in the next year's schedule, and they go, that's a win, that's a loss. I always think of that.
He loves the Giants, and he loves to call into sports talk radio. Does. Update the poll results there, McLovin.
Okay, what's a better job, USC or Penn State? Had to put it up. 63% went with USC.
You know, Penn State's a good job now, a good program now. USC used to be. They can still be big again. It's just, in Happy Valley, it's Penn State. In Los Angeles, it's a lot of things. Lakers, Dodgers. UCLA is on an uptick now. Clippers are interesting. Like, you're trying to find your footing in a really difficult, and then you throw in Hollywood on top of that. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We will bring back an interview we conducted with the late, great comedian Norm MacDonald from 2014. We'll have that for you coming up. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Dan Patrick Show. Close out hour two with DraftKings. Here we are, 1 week in the books. The official daily fantasy partner of the NFL is getting you ready. Put you in the center of the action for week two. New customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Sign up using the code Patrick. Get in on all the action now. It's simple. Pick your lineup, standard the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Make sure you download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Patrick. This week, new customers get that free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. The code is Patrick for the free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. DraftKings. Use the code Patrick, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's week two. Get in on all the action. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Patrick. DraftKings.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.